On the phone with us, president of Lanier Law Group. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Real easy to contact. 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide. Of course, we're talking about Lisa Lanier. Also, go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword, Lisa. If you're ever injured on the job, she's the one you want to contact. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are.
Lisa, we've been very excited to talk to you about the former reality train wreck known as John Gosselin and Kate Gosselin.
Again, won't they ever go away?
No, it doesn't seem like it. And this time, the thing we want to talk to you about, John Gosselin allegedly broke into Kate Gosselin's personal computer, into her personal email accounts, stole information that he's going to be using in a tell-all book. I think it's titled, like, Kate, the Untold Story or
like
something.
Like, she's real crazy. I hate her or something like that.
And so he's using these records that he allegedly obtained illegally, and he's going to write this tell-all book. She's taking him to court.
Well, and, you know, the statute that she is suing him under is actually, it was initiated to help protect banks and institutions like that from computer hacking. This came about in the 80s, but it was a criminal statute, and it does have a civil aspect to it. But one thing that I was curious about is if her case was very strong, if it was very clear that he had hacked into her bank accounts and things like that, I'm surprised that he wasn't criminally prosecuted. And maybe that's coming, but I think that'll have a lot to tell about the strength of her case, is whether or not there's actually a criminal charge here, too.
Well, so what's the ruling? Let's say you are married and then you guys get divorced. So you've shared passwords, you've shared email accounts, maybe even
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook accounts. So once you're divorced, you cannot do that anymore, right?
Well, it's all about consent. There's actually a separate piece of legislation, not the one that she's suing John Gosselin over, but it has to do with electronic information privacy, and it comes down to consent. And you can revoke consent. So if you give your spouse consent to go into your Facebook, your email, whatever, then it's important to make sure that you revoke that consent. And sometimes you think, well, that's obvious, but it's not always obvious, because a lot of couples will share a Facebook account, and their Facebook might even be, you know, Jim and Susie, whatever. So in those situations, even though it might have started off being her Facebook account, it's perfectly logical for the guy to think he can still use it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good idea to revoke that, revoke that consent, change password, do that sort of stuff. And in this situation, what John Gosselin is being accused of is actually going beyond just using existing passwords, but supposedly he really used personal information to discover new passwords and things like that, and really do what is more like computer hacking.
Okay, so he went, and her secret question is like the name of my first dog.
He would know.
I got you.
It's like he's trying to become some sort of weirdo Ed Hardy wearing detective.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just so strange, and I think they're just so starved for media attention that we're going to be continuing to hear from them. They'll be suing each other and doing reality programs till they're in a nursing home.
It's true.
I got you. All right, we're talking to Lisa Lanier. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. I love this story because I think everyone has been dumped and they have a ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that they just want to get revenge on. And there's a guy in London, the way he wanted to get back to his ex, the revenge he wanted to do, was he took a business card. He made a business card, put her picture on it and contact info, and then put them all over London and then offered late-night adult massages.
Dirty.
She got hundreds of phone calls and he was arrested.
Oh. So this is kind of like just a new way of writing your ex-girlfriend's names on the bathroom stall and saying
it
for
is.
Good,
it's yeah. like, yeah, exactly. It's okay. writing nasty things on the bathroom stall, but in the computer age, I guess.
Got it.
Yeah, because I think he put very personal information on there, like phone numbers and email addresses and things like that. And people actually, now it's so easy to track someone if you have a name and a phone number, that sort of thing. Men were tracking her to her address. They found her address and were showing up. And it got scary. He also accused her of being an unfit parent, and he involved social services, and it was all just false. So this guy was prosecuted. He's actually been sentenced to 5 months in jail for harassment. And, you can't make false legal allegations, criminal allegations like that, and get away with it. So this guy actually is guilty of criminal harassment.
Now, if you want to get revenge on an ex, is there a legal way to do it?
Well, you know, I think in this situation,
nothing
like this. I mean, you know, there's. I think this is one of those situations where this is a funny thought that he had, but it should have stopped there. He should have had a friend who just said, "Hey, dude, no, you know, that's going a little bit too far."
Oh, you know, his friends are like, "Yeah, man,
funny." Yeah, do
that's
it.
Exactly. His friends were probably egging him on. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Jason Goodman one time really made a woman mad. Not his wife, that's a normal basis, but before his wife, and she spray painted on his car, "Bastard." And he could only get the B off, so he drove around town until he could get it repainted as "Astard."
Yes, he did.
It's a that's great true. Story.
How long did you drive around with that?
Just a couple days.
Okay.
Oh, man. I think I have a new name for him now.
Yeah. There you go.
Astard. Astard Goodman. If it ain't Astard Goodman.
Astard Goodman. Oh, my
that's
God.
Right. Well, we've been talking to the president of Lanier Law Group, Lisa Lanier. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, give her a call, 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices all across the state, or simply go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Have a great day.
You too.
Astard.